This is a Tri-Cities hometown story on News Radio 610 KONA. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
Welcome back for the continuation of Bill Munson's Tri-Cities hometown story. Go back to, you know, when you first put a deal together with Chateau St. Michel to grow grapes for them. Aside from figuring out how to clear the sagebrush, what were the other challenges you guys had to figure out with growing grapes that were different than growing, you know, apples or cherries?
Well, you know, the different varieties, different slope. You know, you have the Syrah. We basically, I went out and I hired two or three guys that have been farming grapes. We mm-hmm. brought them in to help us.
We just worked the vineyard side.
So we, you know, we knew that we had to go out and get help. So we went out and we hired two or three actually ex St. Michel people to come in and help us, and that was probably the smartest thing we did.
Mm-hmm.
If we hadn't have, we probably would have struggled. So you know, every variety needs to be on a different slope. The Chardonnay on the north slope, the Syrah down in the Rocky, Syrah likes rockier soil and grow in rockier soil. Just those things that we didn't know.
Well, and even how like you water it. I mean, you're using a drip system. You're not doing a massive pivot or irrigation thing, and that's labor intensive, and that's
a
lot of work.
You know, for an example, you know, an acre of apples will use up to 4 to 5 feet of water per year, and the wine grapes we're using less than 24 inches.
Wow.
So we put in a system. We actually went down to the tree farm in Boardman, you know, where they grew all the poplar trees down in Boardman, and wanted to study their water system because it was all drip. Mm-hmm. We found out it was a system out of Australia called Aqualink, and it's all telemetry. So we could, less water in wine grapes is better than more water.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into the fall of the year, you really need to cut back and dry them up in order to get the flavors. But we really didn't know that at first. But
the people you brought in knew that.
So we bought this system out of Australia called Aqualink, and it was an automated system that we could run it off our laptops.
Oh, okay.
At that time, it wasn't really laptops. It was more, you know, computers.
Office PCs.
Yeah. So that was probably one of the smartest thing we did, because we have a real heavy soil at Goose Ridge, which takes less water than sand.
Mm-hmm.
We have it's kind of a loamier dirt. You can make a dirt clod out of it. So, you know, really, you have to really be careful not to overwater the wine grapes.
How would you say, and I'm sure there's a bunch of differences, but like, just to summarize, like, how's the wine business different than cattle and orchards?
Well, it's, you know, you have to do a lot of entertaining. You know, there's a mm-hmm. lot of tours. You know, when we raise a bin of apples, you know, we raise them, we pick them, we take them to the warehouse, they're sold, you know, we really out of our hands. But when you get to making a bottle of wine, you know, there's a lot to it, and it's you know, you have to really go out and sell it. There's a lot of work involved. It's fun, mm-hmm. but a lot of work.
But it's just not a straight commodity like, you know, like cherries would be, or apples, or beef.
No, it's not.
So for me, someone who doesn't know a lot about wine, go through the timeline from the time you pick a grape till the time there's a bottle of wine on the shelf in the store, what happens, and how long do those steps take?
Well, there's basically two steps. There's if you want to buy a $10 bottle of wine, you know, we can have it ready within a year, year and a half, because it doesn't necessarily have to go into a oak barrel.
Okay.
We can leave it in stainless. We can work the wine with oak chips, kind of like a tea bag.
Okay.
And we can dump wood chips in the stainless tank.
And that simulates
that
being in a barrel.
Sucks in, and it gives it that oakier taste. But that's a less expensive bottle of wine than one that goes into a $1,200 barrel of French oak.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing the French oak side, it could be up to 3 years before I could deliver that bottle of wine to you. It'll sit in the oak barrel for up to 2 years.
We'll be back with Bill Munson right after these messages.